Welcome back, everybody, to Tom's Trail Tales. I'm your host, Tom Funk. Thanks for joining me again as I put to podcast or audiobooks, however you want to look at it, 50 hikes on Michigan and Wisconsin's North Country Trails. So we reached a point now, as an author, when you write hiking guidebooks, there are revisions. And there's usually a tweak here, a tweak there kind of thing, but we're talking with my book, which came out about 8 years ago, some major revisions that impact the next few chapters. So we left off at the Copper Falls State Park, and you leave the park, and the trail has been completely rerouted to the north instead of to the east. So the chapter previous to this, chapter 31, is basically obsolete. And it's chapter 31, so I'm not even going to cover it. Best bet to do is go to the website of North Country Trail and download the accurate maps. Then you go to the next one, which is hike number 32, which is Black and Presqu'ile Rivers. Now, right before the this segment is a hike called the Copper Peak, the Mouth of Black River hike, which is part of the North Country Trail and is covered in my other book, hike number 7. That would be the 50 Hikes of Michigan's Upper Peninsula book. So if you wanted to start at, say, Copper Peak and skip over all the roadblocks of Ironwood, that'd be a good starting point. You use entry number 7 in the 50 Hikes in UP, and then you would jump over to number 32 in the North Country Trail book, the Black and Presqu'ile Rivers, which I will cover up until the book and the actual trail diverge. And then we're going to skip forward to the next chapter, which there's also a trail revision there as well. So bear with me as we do this. In fact, I may just jump forward to hike number 33 since this one is going to be rather short. All right, so let's get going. Thanks, Adam, for my music that you've supplied for the podcast. Adam Main is a musician in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and this is the song Direct Sunlight off of his Captivity album. So thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, so we're going to start at the mouth of the Black River, and we're going to end at the Little Carp River Cabin. And this is a nice day-long hike. It took me, I did a short day and then a longer day. So you can do this in a day if you're really motivated. So you're going to leave the Black River Harbor behind, which is a marina. There's a little gift shop there. It's pretty active with all the picnic areas and stuff like that. You're going to cross the Black River on a suspension bridge, and you'll climb a steep set of stairs and follow the trail around to the right and an overlook over the Rainbow Falls. And since most hikers to this point turn around after viewing the falls, the trail becomes rather thin and overgrown at times as it goes into a little-used segment of the Ottawa National Forest. And this is thick with thimbleberries and black bears. Yours truly had his very first experience with black bears in his hiking career on this segment of trail. So keep that in mind. Now, this trail in the Ottawa is a straight shot, mostly on an old logging road, until it ends at a small parking area at County Road 519, which leads you into the Porcupine Mountains on its west end. So the trail crosses over the east side of the road and continues a short distance south, and then turns east across a short section of private land before entering the Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park. Trail continues east on an old logging road, passing by a spur with white blazes that takes you to a campsite by Lepisto Falls. Now continue north, following the Presqu'ile River for a while before crossing a ravine on a 20-foot bridge and then climbing to the top of a plateau using a rope assist through a ravine. Yeah, that's probably your only technical climb in the entire North Country Trail. Anyways, the trail travels through the forest and reconnects with the Presqu'ile River a short distance before reaching South Boundary Road. And you'll cross over South Boundary Road and you continue your hike on the high banks of the Presqu'ile River, which is a very busy trail and well-marked, until you reach a day-use area with a semi-modern campground. Porcupine Mountain Wilderness, it is Michigan's largest state park, 60,000 acres. It's home to one of the few remaining old-growth forests, plenty of trout streams, many waterfalls. And these features attract many thousands of backpackers, campers, hikers, day trippers from all over the Midwest, even whitewater kayakers. Even in the backcountry, the park will seem quite busy, especially from mid-July to mid-August, the peak season. And although you need to pay for a backpack country permit, you will need to make a reservation as they have put limits on how many people can be at the site. So go on to the Michigan DNR registration website and make your backcountry permit reservations. So once they're reserved, they're considered full. It used to be you could share campsites or camp off in the woods. They don't allow that anymore. Now, bear are problematic in the park. Take all precautions and know how to hang a bear bag or, face, up to a week's worth of food scattered or worse, eaten by the local bears. So bear hunting is not allowed in the park, the last I knew. So therefore, the bears, they don't feel human pressure. They don't have a reason to be afraid of people. They get into your food. So keep that in mind. Now, another cool part of the park is the geology. It is noticeable. It's got tough volcanic rock, and it is exposed throughout the area. The soil is thin. The roots of trees creep across the surface, making for many trip hazards. So you'll find yourself looking more at the tops of your boots than taking in the scenery. Trust me on this. Be sure to stop and make sure to look around and then take in the beauty of the park. Now, in the Porcupine Mountains, there are a myriad of trail names. You'll take, there's so many different trails. Lake Superior Trail, the Little Carp River Trail, Lily Pond Trail, so on and so forth. So keep that in mind because there is the North Country Trail, and you'll continue on that trail. Now, you can get across the park using other trails as well, so keep that in mind. You don't necessarily have to stick to the North Country Trail, especially when it comes to making your backcountry permit reservations. You may have to deviate. Keep that in mind. The West Trailhead is at Black River Harbor, and from Ironwood, you'll take US 2 East about 5 miles, turn north onto Powderhorn Road, and the road will jog around a little bit, it will go through Avine Corner and continue north past Copper Peak, and the road will end at Black River Harbor, which is about 15 miles from US 2. To get to Summit Peak, which used to be the old trailhead, from Wakefield, you would take M28, turn north on County Road 519. After 10 miles, you come to a parking lot on the left and a designated trailhead. So continue north, 2.5 miles, turn east onto South Boundary Road. Now, the trail has been rerouted, and it does cross South Boundary Road at a different point. And if I can get this to work, it now crosses at Lost Creek Campground, which is a little to the west of where it formerly crossed. So keep that in mind. So let's get going on this. Keep in mind that facilities and services are few and far between once you leave the Black River Harbor. There's a phone there, there's water, the harbor, concession, bathrooms, picnic tables, but then you won't have anything until you get to the semi-modern campground in the Porkies. And really, from this point to your east, there's really nothing until you get to Marquette. Keep that in mind if you're a long-distance backpacker. So the Black River Harbor Recreation Area consists of day use area, campground, marina on the mouth of the Black River and the Ottawa National Forest. So again, you're going to take the suspension bridge over the Black River. You'll see Rainbow Falls, and the trail will turn into a light tread. And from here, you're basically climbing the side of a hill, crossing the contour at a slight diagonal. Hiking through second growth forests, you'll cross several intermittent streams. And if you're heading east, a small old road will come in from your left within half a mile of County Road 519. That is your key that you're almost done. From here to County Road 509, wilderness camping is permitted, though water is unreliable because of the many intermittent streams. The paved County Road 519 is at your 5.8 mile mark and is the main road accessing Porcupine Mountain Wilderness State Park from the west. When you get to County Road 519, there is a gravel parking lot with room for about 4 vehicles if you choose to use that as a starting point. The trail crosses 519 and makes a hard left which is north, and squeezes between 519 and Presque Isle River. This segment is lightly used, and it's because most people don't leave the park and hike this segment, or actually cross the South Boundary Road, I should say. You'll enter the Porcupine Mountain Wilderness State Park by crossing South Boundary Road at the 10-point mile mark, and you'll hike the west bank of the Presque Isle River, and three waterfalls, massive trees, and they're reaching into the sky, so check your scenery, but also keep your eye on your footing. The substrate can be loose on the edge of a steep escarpment. Hike into the parking area for the Presque Isle Campground. That is your 10.3 mile mark, which has a backpacker registration station. I should say no longer has a backpacker registration station. You have to make your reservations online. 88 campsites for this modern campground. The North Country Trail segment in the Porkies is probably the most heavily backpacked segment of the North Country Trail along its 4,600-mile length. Lots of people in the park backpacking. The trail is marked at intersections with small signs. It's marked with blue painted diamonds back in the day. The trail, it's rough, and it's lined with roots and rocks. And that is courtesy of the prevalent Canadian Shield. This segment of trail, although heavily used, is also a spectacular hike because of the virgin hemlocks, the virgin white pines. They fill the forest and gobs of wildlife. And the scenery, it is just amazing. And you're going to see four waterfalls along the way. And you're going to, at the 12.3 mile mark, that's when you're going to find the mouth of the Speaker's Creek. And this point, you've been hiking along Lake Superior for a while, and this is one of the many small wilderness streams that you will encounter in the area. And there is a cabin here that is available via advanced reservation. So the trail in the book now goes east, but in reality, the trail now goes to the north and continues along the Lake Superior shoreline, and then it will exit the park at the Lost Creek Campground at the Boundary Road. So, again, major reroute. And from here, it will go back into the Ottawa National Forest and cross M64. So when you get to the big iron bridge on the west branch of the Iron River, that is going to be your a marker that you are in a true wilderness area. And looking at the website, it is about 3.5 miles from South Boundary. Well, actually, cross over South Boundary Road. It's like a mile from the South Boundary Road. Then from there, the book picks up again. So then you're going to be on an old logging road that takes you through some old bike trails and out to M-164. So this bridge, I believe, has collapsed twice. I tried hiking it in 98, and I had to do a major reroute because the bridge was out. But then I found out later the water was so low you could have it was about ankle deep. But I didn't want to hike in all those miles to find that out. But I found out later, and the bridge has been replaced, I believe, twice since then. So now you have made it across the Porcupine Mountains in about 13 minutes. And we're going to pick up this hike again at M64, which leads you into the Trap Hills and continues you off to the east. And I would say the Trap Hills is probably the most intense hiking in Michigan for the North Country Trail. There's some other places on it that are as or worse as intensity. But anyways, we'll pick this up again with hike number 35. And that is the Trap Hills West. So thanks, guys. We will see you again.